a new way of locating troublesome cows in your herd. We're visiting today with Heather White, Department of Dairy Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Heather, tell us what problem you're addressing here.
Just as in humans, cows face metabolic challenges and develop metabolic diseases, especially around the time that they calve and begin making milk for that lactation. One of those metabolic challenges is ketosis, which is one of the diseases that we focus on within my lab. Ketosis affects 40 to 60% of dairy cows in our herds. It really isn't associated just with high-producing cows or a specific type of management. It's just a metabolic disorder that cows can face.
Can you give us a little thumbnail idea of what triggers ketosis?
Ketosis is really triggered when the cow approaches calving. She decreases how much feed she consumes. She doesn't feel like eating a lot at that point in time. And then she quickly moves from being a dry cow not making milk to a non-pregnant cow that's now making a lot of milk at once. And that triggers a negative energy balance because she can't eat enough to keep up with that.
And Heather, what are you working on here that's addressing this issue?
So we've got two main focuses on this. The first one is an applied focus to try to improve the ways that we can detect and treat ketosis in the field. And the second one is at a more basic science level, trying to improve the way that we manage ketosis on a disease etiology side.
Heather, you've developed a new tool. Can you describe that for us?
One of the things that we've worked on is taking routinely collected milk data during a monthly milk test and combine it with cow data, and we can combine that information in order to identify cows that may have ketosis. Right now, the test is at about 90% accuracy, and we can identify cows that have ketosis, but more importantly, highlight what the herd level prevalence is for the producer so they know how aggressive they need to be at detecting and treating cows.
And Heather, how does ketosis affect a dairy farm?
Ketosis has a lot of impacts. First, it decreases milk production. Not just while the cow is sick, but it also decreases how much milk she'll make at peak lactation, which we know affects her whole lactation's milk performance. It decreases her likelihood to get rebred when she is far enough along into the lactation to be rebred. And it also increases the risk of comorbidities or other metabolic diseases that the cow's susceptible to.
Heather, look into your crystal ball a little bit. What else do you have in the hopper here?
Our number one goal is always to keep the cow healthy, and the best way to do that is to prevent disease onset. So we've been looking at other things that we can give to the cow to help set her up metabolically to deal with the challenges associated with lactation and transition smoother.
We've been visiting today with Heather White, Department of Dairy Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.